The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
All right, I got all the things I need. My dice, my red book, a map, my Duncan. We're golden here.
I have a bagel that I didn't toast.
Also that's part of the Duncan. Hello everyone, welcome to Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes that Scratch is an overpowered move. I am your host, your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself, and with me here, with that NPR voice, not on purpose, but because they just woke up.
And over to my right is someone who runs exclusively on espresso.
Oh, I don't run, my doctor says I can't. It's me, Daisy.
I don't know why, but I could imagine you holding your hand up and just be like, excuse me, I don't run. Single finger in the air, this like wave of, pretentious is not the right word I'm going for, but something along those lines of energy of just being like, excuse me, no.
But it's less pretentious. Actually.
It's less pretentious and more of just deeply sad.
No, that's what I heard.
I'm sorry.
That's what I heard.
Like physically not allowed to run, not good for my existence.
Oof.
Or you know, bones.
Yes, bones, important things. Welcome everyone to Not a Scratch. It's the show where we talk about the adventure and roll some die in the process, theoretically speaking.
It's time for
guys
adventure
doing today? It is.
I wasn't tired until you said I just woke up, and then I fake yawned, and now I can't stop real yawning.
All right, so if Kyle falls
asleep, talking about it, we'll all start yawning. So,
very true.
I genuinely got 30% sleepier. I don't know. Dude, weird.
Crazy. Mathematically.
If Kyle falls asleep during the episode, we have a reason then. Just randomly out of the blue, you just have that. We have Rose just carrying Kyle on their back, being like, all right, come on.
There we
I
have it.
I can't carry everything.
I can carry a lot more Pokepuffs.
Rose carrying Kyle, carrying Manaphy.
Manaphy carrying Rose, carrying Kyle.
No. We have to do this properly, okay? It's Manaphy carrying the story.
I mean.
End point.
That's
do what it do.
Yeah, that's just a given, like. We could take granted we do take that for granted, but because it is indeed granted,
it's also granite.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to find some way to segue this, and I can't. So I'm just gonna do a hard cut. Where's Mansoor today, everyone?
Whole episode right now.
The granite state,
Captain Marble.
The granite. What is the granite state? I'm not very good with these things.
New Hampshire.
He's in New Hampshire. That's fun.
Sure.
You're like, all right. What? Why not? What's he doing in New Hampshire? I'm going to be honest. New Hampshire to me is the Delaware.
He said what he's doing. He's trapped in rubble. We don't know what happened.
In marble.
Oh, in marble.
Marble.
Yeah, you just have to find the Mansoor in the marble.
Yeah.
Be the marble. You took it a little too seriously.
Trapped in marble in the granite state, of course.
Oh, boy. My bold claim for the episode that's going to get everybody to hate me, New Hampshire is the Delaware of the Northeast. So, on that note.
Rock type.
You're honestly not that far off.
Exactly my point.
And here we insert another pivot.
Anyway, speaking of Delaware, you know what Delaware reminds me of? The past. Bam, that's a transition that works for me.
You know what Dells I'd like to wear?
Speaking of
the
Delaware,
story.
You better be well aware of what happened last time.
Bars.
Oh, that's better.
Anyway, what did
happen
last time?
Why don't you tell us
time?
Then?
Yeah.
We woke up, we went someplace, we ran into an old friend, and the old friend was like, hey, you want to get out to the water? And we were all like, sure. And it's like, all right, help my friend become a wash, or help my friend stick around as a washing machine, and you can get out on the water. And we said, okay, and we went to sleep.
Well, we woke up, we did some stuff, we went to sleep. Sounds good.
That sounds like every episode. Honestly, there was
a tiny part of me. Did anything happen when we were asleep?
You haven't fallen asleep yet. We're about to find out, he says ominously.
Every episode, we wake up, we do a thing, we go to sleep, we have a dream.
That is not true. There are episodes where we don't go to sleep, and there are episodes where we have not yet woken up.
Or have there been?
No, I mean, we literally just had points to 2 episodes ago when we were asleep for the entire episode.
Look, the last episode will be Kyle woke up and this was all a dream, and then he has to go to school.
Imagine if I did that.
I would book a plane ticket to wherever Onaroot is immediately after we record for whenever the Q&A is slated to be. And the first thing that happens in that Q&A is I turn Onaroot's webcam on and I slug him in the face.
Oh my goodness. not likely. Only because I don't like the "and it was all a dream" thing, unless it's like blatantly hinted at. Like, if throughout this entire thing, I'd be like, you wake up and everything feels fuzzy, you know, after... If I had planned it in the beginning, I don't mind it, because there have been some stories that I've really liked that are like, it was all a dream, and I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense, considering that's not going to make sense yet. We have done over 100... No joke, I think this is episode number 116 of canon stuff. We've done too much stuff for it to end with, "and Kyle woke up, the end, adios."
It ends with, "and Hoopa woke up."
This is all Hoopa's dream. Hoopa's having Hoopa would effectively be having a at this point 116 episode nightmare of any sort of goals any goals they have being instantly demolished by a 10-year-old that's disappeared and a teacher that isn't a teacher.
unless this is simply like, you know, the setup for the comeback.
It's a 200 episode setup for the comeback.
All right.
Yeah, campaign 2 is, guys, we're going to do the same thing, but Hoopa side now.
But real.
Yeah, this is just 150, 200 episodes of backstory.
Campaign 2 of Not a Scratch is if Kyle and Ralph woke up on that fateful day and chose violence.
We do the same thing.
I thought that's what happened to the Skarmory.
It's what happens if you don't break Scarborough's nose.
That was self-defense. Okay. That wasn't violent. That was different.
Anyway, before we transition into the main episode itself, because this is a random point and because I feel like mentioning it, I'm going to mention a couple of things. Number one, Daisy has a series called Two's Company. You should check that out because episodes were released a while ago / recently, depending on if you update between now and then.
We'll see.
I don't know. You should check that out. The second thing, you should check out Not a Scratch. You're here. You should subscribe. I'm doing this now for random reasons. The third thing, remember Operation E-Clock, the thing I tried out last year and stopped because I don't even remember why. Well, it's back, baby.
Everything.
It's back and better than ever. And by better than ever, I mean I just re-released the old episodes so that you have access to it again. By the point that you're listening to this, I think new episodes are coming out because I have scheduled everything for the month of... quite literally, every content thing I've ever done is scheduled for the entire month of November. So new stuff might be coming out. So check that out. Number four, Muhammad's YouTube channel exists. Subscribe, even if he doesn't upload, just because I really want to... I would love to see him have like 1,000 subscribers for no real reason, and if he does upload, that's a plus. And join the Discord. Okay, great. Anything else? Oh, I probably should mention this here and now. I'm doing Thankmas. I've done this 2 years in a row. It's basically a charity stream. What the idea is, I don't know. But when this episode comes out, it's around Thankmas time. So if it's not happened yet, you should check that out. More details in the midsection. Maybe. I'm just saying this because I'm editing this episode. Anyway, check out the stuff that we do. It's in the description. We pat you on the back. And I loosely say, because I'm not 100% sure when it'll end, but at this point now, you can start posting your Q&A questions in the Discord because we are approaching the end of the arc. That's right. Somehow Daisy survived an arc. They're still coming back, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, hi.
Great. That's a bunch of promotional stuff.
Wait, the arc's almost over?
The arc is almost over. This is my wave the flag of like arc getting near the end sign. I don't know.
Oh.
The flag. I was going to use surrender. A NASCAR reference, but I'm not sure how much NASCAR you know.
Buggity, buggity, buggity.
I forget if there's a flag that indicates the last lap or not. I think there is.
There is a flag. I think it is the... It's. I think checkered indicates last flag or last lap, right?
No, checkered is race is over.
Checkered is end. Then it's white or black. It's one of those two colors.
NASCAR flags. Here we go. From NASCAR101.NASCAR.com. There you go. Green is start or continue under regular conditions. Yellow is caution. Red is halted. Black flag, we know what black flag is. White flag is one lap remaining.
So it's white flag, okay.
Yeah. And then your checkered flag is race over. Okay. There's all... Oh my goodness, there's... Huh. There's also a whole bunch of striped flags that I didn't know about.
This is for Arc 7, where where Rose decides to take a sharp left and become a NASCAR driver, or the equivalent in the Alcast region. We're planning this out now, by the way.
Have we? I don't think we've established that cars explicitly don't exist.
Why have we not been driving? We have not banned the idea of cars. We have just implied that they are hard to get. In that it's not
like we haven't seen a car on the roads. Like I'm pretty sure at some point we were like, yeah, there aren't cars, but there are trains, but there are video games, but there aren't planes, but there are boats.
Right, we're in this big, we're in this weird section of a combination of like
the existence of Gen 9
and 10s technologies.
We have to have Rever Room, so
well, but
we
do have to have is it Rever Room?
I don't know, whatever it's called,
the car thing, it's the car thing.
It's River Vroom.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. I was clearing that up for myself. It's the multi-sill Pokemon. It's an engine.
Yeah.
It's not we don't have cars. We just have engines.
It's a car.
Yes.
So if we put a River Vroom in a metal structure, then. We would have a car.
We have engines.
Then
we have gears.
if we put a river room in a metal structure, we just add in like a couple of the Char Cadet line and you have a Starmobile.
All right, that's beautiful. Before we get sidetracked anymore, I think it is time for us to shift over to the episode. So without further ado, let us dive on in. It's nighttime. I'm going to give you guys one last opportunity to do anything you want before you actually go to bed. The time I wrote down was 8 p.m.
I'm just
going to
roll Arcana.
Have a dream. Have a dream. Have a dream.
Anirudh, I am rolling Arcana.
Yeah, feel free to do what you'd like.
I'm just going to sleep.
Listen, we are going to sleep, and you are going to ask us to roll Arcana. So I am preemptively looking for my favorite D20, which I can't seem to find.
It's okay, I'm going to sleep, and I'm not rolling Arcana. That's the secret all along. We just had to not roll the dice.
Oh my goodness. I can't find
my... I mean, Daisy's not wrong. If you don't listen to me, therefore you won't have anything bad that I plan happen to you. You also won't have anything good I plan happen to you, but yeah, it's a mixed bag. But
Anirudh, when have you ever given us something good?
Exhibit A, the blue little creature that's been floating around your backpack for the past 3.5 arcs.
Fair.
Yeah, I provide on occasion.
Uh-huh. Anirudh, I rolled a 6+1 or 2-1. I rolled a 6+1.
So
I didn't roll.
You didn't roll. Perfect.
Because
okay.
I wasn't asked to yet.
Yeah, you know. I'm down for that. Cool. So, Rose, nice, calm, cool, sleep. Yay! Nothing bad happens. Nothing potentially good happens. Nothing bad happens. You just sleep because Lord knows Rhodes needs some rest after yelling at Magic Mike over there and a bunch of other.
I love that this backfired on me.
Why is Magic Mike here?
I don't know. We're combining franchises that aren't supposed to be combined at this point. Anyway, Rose, you fall asleep. Nice, cool, calm, coordinated thing. Kyle, hey, how you doing? So,
I have a nice, calm sleep because you don't have a dream prepared.
You just honestly, have the worst sleep ever.
If this was a minute and a half ago, that would probably be the answer. Unfortunately, I had an idea. You wake up in front of a cave.
Do I recognize this cave?
Does not have any cave-like things that you're like, I remember this, it was a summer 58, or anything like that, but...
Like, is this a cave on the side of a mountain that I recognize, or no?
No. This looks like any ordinary cave. In fact, if you want to roll something, you tell me what you'd like to roll to learn more about the environment around you.
I want to see, because I'm outside of the cave, I want to see if there's any landmarks that I would know of or recognize, like, in, you know, within my, within the surrounding area of the cave.
So, I don't know if that's history, I don't know if that's nature, I don't know if that's...
If you say landmarks, I lean nature.
Okay. Nature is...
Nature, I believe, is a smart. Let me make sure here. Yep, nature's a smart.
All right, those were all smart rolls. 19 plus 1. Dirty 20.
Great. First thing that pops into your head, the salty air of being near the ocean.
Cool. Okay.
Second thing that pops into your head, this cave itself, it quickly looks like it's not quite a cave. It's more like a hole that someone dug through. Somebody very, very large.
Okay, it's more of a tunnel that's been burrowed out.
Yep.
By the sea.
It kind of looks like this. It kind of looks like this is the exit side, because they kind of popped out,
Okay. Thus
opening the ground effectively. And creature ABC decides, you know what, I'm good, adios, and then went off to do whatever else they did. So the cave, if you were to look, and you can kind of I'm gonna force you to do this small little action here. Just take like a rock or something and toss it. You quickly see that the rock, after stumbling a little bit, kind of falls off as if to say it's going to go, you know, falling downwards.
Yeah. This isn't like the mouth of a cave at a cliffside. This is more of, there's this giant chasm in the ground that I can walk into for a little bit before I plummet.
Third thing that pops out, and one more thing that I want to mention, you can look inside. There's a good like 15, 20 feet of stuff that you're able to see. The sides of the cave look almost jagged. The best way to describe it is if someone took like a pick and scraped at the walls.
Gotcha. So whatever was burrowing this thing is very claw-like.
It's
interesting.
Claws, spikes, whether they were controlling the spikes or if it's just part of them, you're not able to tell, but you can tell something about this creature has spikes that are existing on them. I don't know if that's quite, it's not a smooth creature. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. All right. And this creature left from there. So I don't know how. I mean, there's a degree to which going into the cave may be helpful, but I'm not sure. But also, I don't know how much progress I'll be able to make going that way. You've mentioned that we're kind of close to the sea-ish, but I can smell the sea. Can I see what direction the sea is in, or no?
Yeah, you would be able to. If cave is in front of you, it is to your left.
If cave is in front of me, it's to my left. Is it daytime? Is it nighttime?
It is nighttime, currently.
Sorry, my internet's being choppy today. What was that?
It is nighttime, currently. Moon's right above you. Make whatever you will from there.
Would I be able... Is there any way I'd be able to translate, you know... moon and stars into directions.
You could roll a survival slash beauty roll for that.
Okay. I would have thought that's nature, but fair enough. Was that beauty, right?
That would be beauty, yes.
Yeah, 3-1. All right.
Stars
I,
exist.
I was trying to see if I could figure out which coast I was on.
You can be certain the time right now is not noon.
Ah, good to know.
That narrows it down to all the other minutes.
Yes. I was really hoping I could glean which coast I was on. All right. And there's no tracks or anything going from, like, the mouth of this cave away. Like, I can't tell what direction this creature went.
Not really. You can tell it popped out of that. So you would assume somewhere behind you. Right, assuming you're still, again, looking towards the cave. If it popped out, it popped out and clearly, you know, basically hopped over where you are now, theoretically going in the direction behind you. Because it's not going to pop out and then take a sharp U-turn, right? So
Yeah. No, I get, like, if there's no tracks or anything, I would assume that the direction it came out of the ground in is a direction that it went in. I'm going to explore in that direction, away from the cave.
Okie doke. Go ahead and roll for me a stealth roll, a cool stealth roll, as you're walking.
Ooh. Ahead. Ooh. Ooh. 11+1.
I'm gonna actually... I'm gonna roll against that. Okay. So you're walking, I think, trying to be as sneaky as you can. Just... It's a very open area. And as you're walking, you start to see what looks like the grass area that you're seeing. You're following this, and it's not quite a path. It's not footprints. But you can tell the grass has been flattened, suggesting something has been there relatively recently, right? Because grass will eventually pop back up on its own. You start walking, you follow that sort of pathway. It's leading you basically backwards from where the cave was, so you're heading in the opposite direction. And you keep walking until eventually you just hear this sound.
You're kind of confirming my suspicions, but okay.
You hear that. Your current thoughts as you hear what sounds like the devil itself kind of breathing.
Me player is okay. I think if Otterud is connecting the same dots that I'm connecting, I'm glad I reached the conclusion I did. Kyle is thinking, oh, that's big. That's big.
That is big fella, yes.
And, okay. I think Kyle hasn't been, like, particularly trying to be stealthy. Kyle's just more been, like, I'm not trying to, like, you know, rush in this direction. I'm, you know, being, like, a very careful, like, you know, observant, eyes open kind of, you know, wanderer here. But now I think Kyle's gonna try to see if he can find some place to maybe, like, stay hidden, but also actually get a visual on what is making the ground quake with its breathing.
I think I will have you roll another stealth roll here. No, yeah, no pluses or minuses. I think this would just be straight up based on the last one.
8+1.
Meanwhile, we cut to Rose.
That is disappointing.
Hello.
New. Okay, and then we cut back. We cut to imagine if this was like a film. It's like, guys, I think there's something behind us. Cut to Rose. Cut back.
Exactly.
Remind you your roll again. I believe it was a 9 or an 8.
Yeah, I got a 9.
You're looking for an area. Unfortunately, it's grass all the way, which you could blend in with, maybe, but I'm not sure if that's quite your plan of attack here.
Kyle just army crawls.
Yeah, just RV crawling on the ground, going full camo, which is effectively you just taking dirt and trying to, like, hide your back.
Yeah, I think Kyle's just gonna be, like, he's gonna slow his approach, but he's still gonna, like, he's basically trying to get right to the edge of where he can see what the thing is. Or who the thing is.
Hmm.
Let me see here.
Also, if it's who I think it is, the large creature, not as large as you'd think.
I get the feeling it's not quite what you think it is.
Maybe not.
That guess. Because you can hear that sound getting louder and louder. And I can't go too loud, otherwise I'm going to, you know, blow out my throat here. But you just hear it effectively coming from behind you just...
Wait, behind me?
It's now behind you. Or it sounds like it's behind you.
Did I pass it? Because it sounded like it was ahead of me, right?
It sounded like it was ahead of you. And then you kept walking. And now it sounds like it's behind you.
Okay. So, at some point, I was on top of the thing. Or underneath. But I don't think I could have been underneath. Considering there aren't, like, any trees or structures to climb on. I think Kyle's... As much as I hate to do it, I think I was gonna, like, turn around and, again, slowly approach until it stops sounding like the thing is behind him or ahead of him and is either up or down. Potentially left or right, but probably down.
Well, here's the thing. In that brief moment where you were trying to make a decision, the sound now comes from in front of you again. And now it's behind you. And as you look around, you start to see...
So are there two of them?
Small little... Not quite. You start to see those rocks in the distance. They're getting closer and closer. And also, are the rocks moving around
a
little bit?
What rocks? There weren't rocks. Those were... Well, the rocks were... There were no rocks! Now there are rocks, and they're moving! What's going on?
And they're moving. They're also not rock-colored rocks, because if you had to describe these rocks, would you say they were... If you had to describe these rocks, would you say they were, like, metallic colored? Well, that's not quite right, because those rocks are almost, they're almost see-through. And then you wake up.
Dun, dun, dun.
See, huh? Metallic see, now I'm very confused. Metallic see-through rocks? I'm so lost.
You've woken up. It's like 2 a.m. I think you just pop up. Manaphy, I think, has gone into full action mode, has pulled out a bubble machine gun, being like, who's attacking uncle? I mean, who's attacking father?
I think Kyle, like, wakes up, realizes, all right, well, that was interesting. I didn't learn much, but something's out there. Anyways.
Manaphy jumps on
reaches
you.
Over, pops. Yeah, reaches over, pops one of Manaphy's bubbles, and turns to go back to sleep.
Manaphy looks at you straight in the face, and you can tell, despite not saying the words out loud, you can clearly tell what Manaphy is thinking. And you can tell what voice it is, too, because Manaphy kind of mind signals to you, get to the chopper!
Yeah, Kyle just, like, kind of playfully, like, pops a bubble, and I'm like, okay, let's... It's alright, everything's fine, rolls over, goes to sleep.
Manaphy's still staring at you like, I say get to the chopper, I should get to the chopper. Manaphy jumps into its own chopper, aka the bag, and falls asleep. For the night,
we just see before Manaphy falls asleep, we just see like a barrage of bubbles flying out of the thing in every which direction. Like,
just yep. I'll, what?
It's like,
oh, gosh, I forgot.
Be improv or not. It's fine.
No, Manaphy's just like, what if I do multiple bubbles at the same time? Now it's just two way. It's like, show. Oh, gosh. This is Dragon Ball Z abridged now, but it's like, here is the power of two hands! The next morning, it's a bright, shiny new day. It's August 24th. School starting soon, if that matters. Who knows? And it's time for us to go. Yay! So both of you wake up, I presume. I don't know if you want to not wake up. That would kind of suck.
No, story over.
Yeah, story over.
I am sleeping for a year. Good night.
All right, I'll wake up and do everything.
Rose finishes the entire challenge today, and campaign over. Adios. All right, both of you wake up. It's a bright, shiny new day. Victini with a reconstituted V-wheel and Rotom are in the next room. Effectively ready whenever you are. I think one of them probably went down for breakfast. Probably Rotom, seeing as Victini's kind of, you know, fake, not real, legend slash myth. Would probably cause a minor revolution if they showed up. So Rotom goes and gets breakfast. Any plans this morning before heading out?
Where are we supposed to be going?
You follow them.
I assumed Victini was gonna just... Yeah, I assumed Victini was just gonna, at some point in the morning, just go, knock, 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 let's go! I have a V-wheel, here we go!
What does the wheel do again?
In this universe or in reality? Because in this universe, it kind of just is.
What?
The V-wheel doesn't do anything. It just exists. I think it exists specifically to annoy Kyle, but
it's a prop.
It it's a prop, yeah.
Okay.
It's let me put it's, it this
it's,
way.
It's a prop
as vital to the story.
It's of chaos.
I think let me put it this way, because I think this might be the best way to describe it. It is as reference to the story as your Pokebuffs, with less than half of the actual impact.
Oh.
So it's there. It's related to the character in the same way Pokebuffs are to you, but unlike the Pokebuffs, which have actually done something in the story, the V wheel hasn't. Will it? I don't know. We'll find out.
My impression was just like Victini just kind of spins this wheel to make it seem to the world that it's just like running on like a whim, you know. In reality, Victini's doing a lot of decision making and like is somewhat competent. But Victini's like, nah, I gotta keep up the air of just whee.
You know what I think? I think the V-wheel is Victini's version of a magic 8-ball. Just kind of spins it, sees what happens,
and eventually
ignores it anyway.
Is it supposed to do something?
In this universe...
What does Victini think it does?
I think Victini thinks it makes decisions. Maybe.
My impression was Victini thinks it makes them quirky.
It might just be a special thing.
I think we might have had this discussion last time.
I think I had a better explanation for what it did last episode than this one, but at this point, I think the V-wheel just kind of exists to exist.
Okay, so where are we going again?
Good point. Victini spins the V-wheel, and then before it stops spinning, just turns to you guys like, all right, the wheel has decided. It's still spinning
what
at this point.
What does it decide?
It's deciding where we're going, and I know where we're going. Therefore, the wheel should stop spinning now. It's still spinning. It's still spinning.
Can I grab the wheel to make it stop spinning?
You grab the wheel. Perfect. See, exactly as I expected.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Where are we going?
And now you understand why Kyle is exasperated around Victini all the time.
Well, I can't tell what if this is actually Victini and what if it's just Anarut.
It's a little column A, little column B. I'm not gonna lie. Victini pulls out a map, which I think you guys have never seen before in your life. Victini pulls out a map, zoomed in effectively. It's a snippet map or whatever you want to call it. In the Fluvius region, points out where you guys are in Duval. Got to say it like that, otherwise it's a wrong city.
Duval.
Man, if he comes out and just shakes their head like and then pops back in the back.
The Pokemon here dressed up as clowns?
Are they dressed up as clowns?
No, really, Otterud? Really?
You make the joke and then you
don't get the connect. Oh my god!
I'm gamers. I'm confused. Wait up! I got various different references I can go off of, but most of them are football related.
Week 17, my guy.
Oh, those clowns!
There you go.
Why not?
Joke's over. Back to the story. Joke's over. Back to the story.
There's clowns. There's this guy who's got this poster on the wall named Blake Bortles for some reason. All that fun stuff. But anyway, I think Victini, in a rare moment of normalness, points sort of inland. So effectively, from Duval, you just head straight down south. And there's this, like, it's effectively inland. It doesn't seem to be anything fancy there, but Victini points that out and's like,
so that's where we're going. That's the location of the water gem, and we're gonna go grab that.
Okay.
Kyle just nods and then just gestures to the door and is like, all right, let's go.
All right, everyone got breakfast? Everyone good? Got your coffee? Great, yes, totally.
Rotom's just like, Rotom in the morning just grabs their coffee and like, I cannot do this. Drink.
Okay, let's go.
Rotom just kind of asks Victini, Victini, how many sugars did you put in your coffee today?
No. I didn't put a lot of sugars. It's only 7. And the espresso. Okay, let's go.
How much coffee did you put in your sugars today?
Oh, that's what I forgot. The coffee. Oh, well. Adios.
Just straight up sugar water.
Put the sugar where the grounds are supposed to go.
Okay, but also sugar water, unironically, fantastic.
I think it's good.
Like if you've never taken a packet of sugar and then just put it in a water bottle and just mixed it up and sipped, oh, it is amazing.
Are you a hummingbird?
What? No. Me? No.
What?
So is that what that constant buzzing noise is that I have to edit out every time?
What? Me? No. What? No.
If you haven't already, heal yourself up full, and then afterwards subtract 5 belly. 5? 5.
Does healing ourselves up full mean we get full belly?
Yes. Yeah, so full belly and then subtract 5. And then if you have any hit points gone, you can heal yourself up those as well.
Hello, everyone. This is Andrew, the GM, BM, DM of Not a Scratch, and thank you for listening to this episode. As always, episodes come out weekly, so be sure to follow us, subscribe, and do all those important things you ought to do when supporting a podcast. If you've enjoyed the episode and want to support us in any way, shape, or form that you can, the best way to do so is to share us with your friends, share us with people that have Invisalign or other clear aligners like that, because as you might be able to tell, I have started that now, which is very fun, and also a pain to take on and off. That's a shocker. Also, leave us a review on your podcasting platform. Reviews help to bring new people into our community and also give us advice on what we can improve upon in the future. You can also follow us on all the socials or email us at notascratchcast@gmail.com. You find a Durin region, you find Not a Scratch, we're available somewhere. If you have any cool ideas to add to the podcast or just want to reach out to us, those are your methods of choice. Best way, though, is our Discord of Not a Scratch. We've got a bunch of amazing people that have already joined, and you can to help build that Not a Scratch community, especially because December is coming. You heard it said earlier in the episode, I'm saying it again, December is usually the month where things go haywire. We got all these episodes coming out, we got all these cool Game Corner things coming out, we got Thankmas, the yearly charity stream that we've been doing, and I'm excited for the plans we have for that. So, join the Discord gets you the easiest access to all of that information, all that cool stuff, and the more regular updates. So, check that out if you haven't already. Also, check out our website, which you can check out at www.notascratchcast.com. You can check out that website for access to our episodes, our merch page. We've got a special deal going on where portions of any merch proceeds purchased effectively from the beginning of November, but especially in December, purchases and portions of that purchase go towards the Thankmas charity event that we'll end up running. So you should absolutely, if you've been holding out on it for a while, absolutely get your merch now, because we might be doing a revamp. I don't actually know. This is in my head, so TBD about that. But you know, if you've been debating it, this is the perfect opportunity to do so. If you send us your fan art, by the way, because we got an art page for that, you can see it on our website. Again, email, socials, all that fun stuff. Our website, merch, all this stuff update over time, so stay tuned. We want to thank Glitch X City for the songs Kirby's Dream Land, the Lo-Fi Remix, Pokemon Center Theme Lo-Fi Lullaby Remix, the Mifa Remix, and the Pokemon Heart Gold and Soul Silver Route 47 Remix. We also want to thank Tabletop Audio for the songs Mountain Pass, Down by the Sea, and Descent. Now, I said something about a game corner previously. Well, that is one of the many different shows that you can find on our Patreon page. We at Not a Scratch have a Patreon where you can get amazing extra benefits regarding the show and its future, including early access to episodes, special behind-the-scenes looks of what goes into the game, the Game Corner series, for example, and more. We got different tiers for different things, and there's even the option for becoming a free member, because we release free stuff occasionally. There's trials that you can do now, so that's another way to join in the Patreon and take advantage of the opportunities. And if you're a Patreon member, you'll be recognized during the show here. So, thank you to our Patreon members, Ginny, Ursa93, Eli, Pure Glaceon, Damon Liger, Simon Pelawakin, Fennec, Evelyn C., Robert O., Arming Sword Buckler, Blue Earweir, and Dark Ride Drive. For more information about anything discussed previously, you can check out the links in the episode description or contact us on Discord, socials, the whole nine yards. Now, without further ado, let us go back to this journey unlike any other.
You head on out on this journey. I'm going to use this opportunity for world building slash do you have any questions that you want to talk to Rotom and Victini about? Because they're happy to answer, or vice versa, depending on if I can think of something. Because the first thing I can think of is Rotom's probably asking, so why exactly do you need Wash?
Where are we going and what are we doing again?
Oh, so we're heading to this... this is Victini. So, we're going to head over to this cave. So, there are different sort of gems, right? I did briefly explain this yesterday, but I can provide some additional explanation. There are various different types of gems.
Oh, no. I know about the gems.
Oh, okay.
But, sure. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, you told us. We go into a cave.
We're going in a cave?
We go in a cave. We find the gem, probably, you know, to pull it out of the wall, hope it doesn't break, and then hand it to Rotom. Rotom's like, hi, that's me.
Okay.
Hand it to you. You can transform into the Wash type, or you can transform into Wash relatively easily, and then Rotom can help you out.
Okay.
You know.
I mean, I don't mean to be rude, but why are we needed for this?
Oh, because
if it's just in the wall in a cave.
Well, the cave could be dangerous. It's probably dangerous. It's in fact very dangerous. Did I not mention the danger part?
No, you did not.
Well, ta-da.
That would have been convenient.
Well, that's, you know, that's a potential. We need you because, you know, we could go grab the gem, sure, but we want to offer assistance. Compadre to compadre, amigo to amigo.
All right, let's go.
Victini spins a V-wheel for no real reason, then walks off. Again, Victini's pure chaos here. Heading on out towards this sort of cave area here. I think Rotom kind of leans up to you guys as Victini's like,
up, two, three, four, away we go on the adventure all through the day.
Okay. Rotom goes to you, I think more leaning towards Kyle, but just sort of addressing both of you, like,
so, is Victini always like this? Like...
Kyle just very slowly nods in just pure... I hate it too.
I mean, I don't mind it. I don't mind it all the time. But, you know, there's some moments where it's not expected.
Kyle just gestures a dial being turned down.
Yeah, just a little less. Also, why does Victini call you the green one? I get it, but you're in the turns over to Rose. You're not the pink one. You're just Rose, which is cool. Why are you the green one exactly? Say something special about that.
Kyle just kind of waves the question off and is like, it's ancient history. It's a long story.
That's what Victini said. Oh, man. All right. Well, okay. So how have your adventures been? Have they been cool? We've kind of just been... exploring, going through battles and dungeons and trying to find hints of these gems. I've been trying to. Victini's.
We've just been walking a lot.
Really? Just walking?
Yeah.
Nothing else?
Yeah.
Huh.
No, kind of that.
Oh, yeah. I will say this, in case this is halting you at any point, Rotom knows about the recruits and stuff like that. Maybe not about the task particularly, but clearly knows legendaries are real and there's some special task force, aka you guys. I don't know if I've explicitly said that in the past, but Rotom has information that
I don't think you've explicitly said. I don't think Rotom's explicitly said anything, but I mean, just the mere fact that like Rotom's interacting with a legendary is like, okay, well,
yep. Rose's answer doesn't change.
Does Rose know what they're doing? That's a better question to ask. Which is sort of like, sort of.
Kyle's letting Rose drive this conversation.
I mean, we went on a train, we went on a boat, we went on another boat, we went to a mansion, we walked, got on a train, we got a letter, we walked again, we said hi to a bird, we walked some more, we talked to a bear, we walked some more.
The bear's very important. Sleep. I like that.
We walked here, and now we're walking again.
Gosh, it's almost like this universe has really, really bad transportation options. No variability whatsoever.
Yeah, we've kind of just been walking for the past 4 days.
Huh.
Is that normal? Turns to you, Kyle. Just walking, trains, boats?
Kyle just kind of shrugs and nods, like, yeah, pretty much.
You know about the balloons, right?
There are balloons?
Yeah.
Kyle nods.
Why are we walking?
Kyle at this point like speaks up, just like, yeah, they're still expanding their network, so they don't cover where we need to go yet.
Okay.
Yeah, the balloons. If you know any location already, you can direct the balloons to head there. AKA something called, what's it say? Fast travel. I don't know what that means. But that's a thing.
I mean, balloons would definitely be faster travel than it is right now. Walk, 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 walk.
Walk, walk, walk. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
I have short legs.
Do you? All right. Valid question.
Audino has legs.
Are they legs or are they
does
like?
Does Audino have legs? Of course, Audino.
Am I mistaking Audino for like the Wigglytuff thing of effectively just having feet and then immediate giant body?
No, Audino has much clearer legs than
very stubby.
That's on me. That's on me. Yeah, because Wigglytuff is effectively feet.
They're very short legs, and it's questionable whether or not Audino has knees, but Audino has legs.
Are we at the cave yet?
Good point. Let's talk.
Tini, are we there yet? How about now? Are we there yet?
Does that work for you? Does that
can you
work
spin
for
your wheel? Are we there yet?
The wheel says, "Does that work for you?"
And points out towards an area where there is this large projection that effectively sticks out from the ground that's very different than everything else. Because you've been walking on basically flatland grass the entire time.
Just to clarify, projection?
A protrusion.
Okay.
Protrusion's probably a better word, yeah. Thing in ground that's not supposed to be in ground.
It looks like there has been dirt and rock extruded from the ground in this location.
Yep.
Just wanted to make sure we weren't dealing with, like, special effects or anything.
No, yeah.
The cave isn't real.
It's a mystery. You walk on towards the cave in question. Although the cave probably isn't the right word.
Does this look familiar to Kyle?
Yeah, Kyle. Would you say this is a cave? I wouldn't say this is a cave.
When we approach this cave, is this something that looks pretty familiar?
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Considering Kyle saw something. I mean, I'm asking. Like, you know, is this a thing that Kyle saw? Looks at watch 12 hours ago.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Nice. I went in the wrong direction.
So what kind of dangers are we supposed to see in here again? You said it was dangerous?
Well, it could be dangerous, you know, like cave-ins and stuff like that, but I don't know. I don't think there'll be any real danger from, like, other creatures or anything like that. That would be absurd.
I can't deal with cave-ins. I don't have anything to dig out of that. I don't know dig. Can I learn dig real quick?
Do you have a TM for dig? Just sitting around?
Do you?
I can imagine you looking in your bag like, no CDs here.
No, I mean, worst comes to worst, we could have Kyle.
Figure it out. CDs Kyle, you got that, are out
you
of
got beam. You got BMO energy,
print
right?
These days.
BMO Kyle just gives Victini the deadpan look of like, really, now you're playing this card.
I mean, either the worst case, worse. You can't cave in a cave in, right? Right? Yeah. No.
I can't even learn, Dig.
Let's go. I can see Onudo going through like their own personal like list of things I can learn. I'm like, Dig's not even on here.
You know, I don't. Something tells me no one in this party can learn Dig.
I can learn Stomping Tantrum, but that might not
help. I feel
like
Treecko could.
Treecko could learn Dig.
I can learn Dig. Could learn Dig. Yeah. I can learn Dig. I found it. I searched inside myself. And
Rose,
I found
Rose,
the ability. Does anyone have a CD player? Does anybody got a TV?
Rose just does a sharp right. Guys, I gotta go buy something real quick. But here you are at this large projection from the ground.
The first thing we find is a TM for Dig.
Yeah, you walk on in. I need you to roll a die. Nat 20. You find a TM for Dig. And Crunch. A television set. Plugged in already.
Well, I could just plug it into Rotom, right?
Rotom wouldn't like that, but
you want to drain Rotom's energy so you can learn Dig, a move that is super effective against. Oh wait, no, Rotom is levitating.
Well, just in case a cave-in happens, because apparently that's what Victini thinks is going to happen.
No. I'm just saying, worst case scenario, cave-in. That's it. Rotom, I think all three of you at this point just give this deadpan look like really Victini. Victini just has that like anime like. Sweat from the eyebrow type thing. Ridiculous.
All right, well, just
like,
in case, meow. Victini, you better have Dig on hand when that comes out.
The V-wheel might have Dig. Spins the V-wheel. Lands on some little slot that explicitly quickly. Says, I don't have Dig. Stop asking me.
Quickly pulls out a Sharpie, scratches out a thing, writes, Dig!
As you do that, it just kind of, as Victini does that, it just accidentally like bumps it and it shifts over to another slot that says stop asking me. Huh. Guys, I think the V-wheel says that we don't have Dig, but let's go in anyway.
Before we go into this cave, Kyle's just gonna like very quickly, like not like very like, you know, it's more subtle that Kyle's gonna do, but Kyle's just gonna very quickly scan the horizon for rocks.
Go ahead and roll whatever you think would fit that. I am not sure myself.
I don't know if it would be perception or investigation. This is the age-old question.
They each give different perception. So I'll leave it to you.
I'm trying to see if I can just see the rocks. I'm not looking for like signs of the rocks. I'm just looking to see, hey, are they visible before we plunge into the ground? Survey says, hey, 17 minus 1. I can see.
Do you see the rocks? Where are you looking?
I'm doing like a scan all around the horizon. More specifically, in the direction forward, like beyond the cave, and the direction backwards away from the cave. But like also just all around in general. I got hit with the Dolby Digital in my dream. I'm making sure I'm covering my bases.
Alright, so you'll get both of these points, I guess. You do not see any of those weird see-through-y rocks out here. Which would also sort of imply if they're not out here, they're in there. That's what you get.
Cool! Into impending doom we go!
And down the cave you go. And for the first time in 633 hours of gameplay, we're playing an old classic. Rose, for the first time.
Everyone say it with me. It's everyone's favorite game.
Roll that die.
I don't sing that up in post.
It's roughly close right now. Anyway, Roll That Die is the game show invented here on Not a Scratch. It's very simple. You roll a die, you move in a direction a la dungeon style, and you hope you find stuff that's good, avoid stuff that's bad, and reach the end. The end. You know, it's a
roll that die.
There we go.
There you go.
You can sync that one up too.
I will also sync that up.
I don't know. I feel like it's funnier that it comes after the explanation.
Maybe I'll do it twice.
I feel like the sequence we hit IRL is funny.
Who knows what happens? Because I'm not editing this for weeks. So roll that die is a very straightforward.
I thought you were just gonna stop it. I'm not editing this. I was like, uh-oh.
Just released as is.
Who knows what for editing this? So, Roll That Die is a game show brought to you by the folks here at Not a Scratch. Not a Scratch, the only podcast that loses a scratch is never a bad move. Find your Not a Scratch dealer today. Because, you know, it's here. We're here. Let's do this thing.
Whatever podcasting app you use.
Correctamundo. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this pretty straightforward. I don't have any clue what I'm doing, but we're going to roll with it all the same. Who wants to roll the die?
What one? Which one?
I will determine that in a moment, but before I do that...
Daisy, would you like to do the honors?
Sure, I have never played this before.
All right. It's very straightforward. It's very simple. And in fact, because of how this is going to go, I'm going to make this even simpler on me, and we're going to straight line this one. Very simple. There are no decisions to be made. Normally, you would turn left or right or up and down. But instead, we're straight lining this.
So I don't
in other
make
words,
decisions.
You roll the die, and that's potentially it. Who knows? This is going to be a D4 that you're going to be rolling for 1, 2, 3, or 4 steps. And this is sort of randomly generating what's happening in this dungeon.
All right, let's run.
Whenever you're ready.
All right, here we go. I got a 2.
A 2. 1 step, 2 step. Nothing happens. You roll again. There's a lot of empty spaces. What are you going to do? I think as you
I
go...
I got a 1.
A 1. You roll again. Ooh, Daisy, you found yourself an item.
The GM dig.
I randomly generate the item, so mathematically there is a chance that this is a TM dig. Is it likely? Probably not.
I would scream. I think that would be the end of the episode if it happened.
I need you. Yeah, why not you? Daisy, I need Rose, you. I need both, whatever. To roll for me a D100, sorry.
Oh, big roll.
It's okay. For my D100, I have to roll 2 D10, so Rose will roll one, and I will roll the other.
Rose rolls one, and I roll.
Forty-eight.
I'm looking for my D100. There's the tens.
All right. So bad news. It's not the TM for dig.
Good news. It's super dig.
Super dig is in the building.
Oh boy.
The good news. It's a drill bird.
The good news potentially is that this is a blast seed.
Oh, that's just as good as dig.
Maybe not quite as good as dig.
Yeah, it is. You blast the rocks.
A little more chaotic.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
it's just as good as dig.
So a blast seed, either one of you can add to your bags, seeing as you can just hand it over to someone that has free space. A blast seed, if you type that in your item section, deals D10 damage to your foe. Go ahead and roll another D4.
Oh, yeah. I gotta keep rolling.
Yeah, you're not at the end of the
roll. Three! That! Die!
3.
1, 2, 3. Another item. All right, who wants to roll it? D100.
I have my D100 out now.
I can do it.
That is a 75.
I don't know if I specified this beforehand, but for the D100 rolls that we're doing, at least this time, maybe I switch it up occasionally. Higher number is better. Double zeros is equal to 100, which is basically you get God.
I thought that 100 would just be, hey, what item do you want to be there?
That's effectively it. You said, what was it? Sorry, 75? You said?
75, yeah. We're filling Daisy's bag with useful junk here.
Yeah, I mean, potentially.
Also, 75 means it's going to be farther down the sheet, which means it's going to actually populate.
Also true.
Because it's not going to be some useless seed.
Well, some of the seeds are useful.
It's going to be a useful seed.
Potentially. This is... Oh, here it is. Okay. So you have the Invisify Orb. Invisify.
Okay.
So that when using this orb, now orbs have a chance to fail, but if you successfully, you turn invisible for D6 turns, meaning that you cannot be targeted for any attacks for D6 turns.
Cool. I threw out an apple for that.
Are you out of space, or?
Yeah, so I discarded
eat
an
the
apple.
Eat
I have
the
full.
Apple.
Oh wait, I don't have full belly. Yeah, I'll eat the apple then.
All right, go ahead and eat the apple.
Now I have full belly, right?
Or, I mean, if you want to give me the apple, I could stack it on my apples.
I'll eat it.
Okay.
It's D4, right, Mama?
Yes.
So roll a D4 and then add that to your belly.
Oh, no, not full. I got a 3.
All right. Plus 3 belly and then continue on your way.
Yeah. 1.
You move another space further. Again, these are... It's not quite literally 1 space forward, 4 space forwards, but it's like a lot of distance, a little distance. At this point, you notice...
We're just
that
taking one step at a time.
Yeah. At this point, you notice that things are starting to get dark. How would you like to resolve that? Or you can stay dark. This will cause some disadvantages.
So, can I like somehow use Dazzling Gleam to make light... that lets us go, or is that like
that illegal? Is an option. You could use that as a move. You would have to use it successfully, and then it would be there. With how Dazzling Gleam works, I feel like that would be a short-term solution.
The two options I was thinking of is Kyle has the golden mask in his bag, and I know that has some glow. I don't know if it's enough to illuminate the pathway.
It would be enough to illuminate.
Can I just poke Victini and say, make some fire?
That was my second option of just, hey, Victini, fix it.
You could do that. Would you like to do that path?
Hey, Victini, it's getting dark. You have fire. Can you make it bright?
Sure. Through the powers of the V wheel. Yep, through the powers of the V wheel. Activate flames.
I need to actually know what Victini's moveset is, which I have not built, which, you know, you think I would have.
Torch.
Bold take. I'm going to assume Victini has a fire type move.
It's probably mystical fire in there.
Oi, oi. Where's the...
It's a move called Be a Torch.
Victini just sets their own
hair on flash.
Victini used flash.
Where the devil... Here we are.
Also, I'm looking in my, I'm looking in the little, dungeon drawing sheet that I have used in the past to keep track of dungeon, and there's an old one in here. I have no idea when this is from.
It's a mystery
dungeon.
Oh my gosh. I will figure that out. Nevertheless, I do know they have a fire type move. What it is, TBD, but they have enough fire type. They'll probably just effectively set themselves on fire. Just boom. And you have enough light that it illuminates you guys and the areas a little bit in front of you and behind you as well. And they can keep it this way, so you don't have to worry about it running out as you Woo! Continue forward. I will say, though...
That's my cue.
Oh, no, that's not a big deal. Go ahead.
4. I win.
We cruising.
1, 2, 3, 4. Nothing happens.
What? I didn't win?
Not yet, but he's still going.
Okay,
I rigged it.
4.
1, 2, 3.
Do I win now?
Now, or every time, Victini, do I win?
I would appreciate it, Daisy, if you stopped rolling on items and land on one of these random wild Pokemon that I want you to land on. All right, somebody.
Oh, did I get
D100.
An item?
Yes, you did. Roll another D100 before I get irate.
I get it.
Daisy, let's both roll D100s and we'll take the average of our rolls.
Pure chaos.
Okay.
That feels wrong for some reason.
Feels a little illegal, but okay.
Shh, it's fine. It's fine.
I got a 53.
I got a 91.
Oh, dang. We should take the 91.
No. We'll take the average. That's what. 70. No.
72.
No, it's not 72.
It's not 72? Did I math wrong?
No. Because that was my first assumption. I was like, no, that's not right. Oh, wait. No, it is 72.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I did math right.
Yeah, no. I also got to 72 in my head, and I was like, that feels wrong. But no, it is 72. Yeah. Yeah, 91, 53, 144, 72. Yeah.
72. This number will be important for later in the adventure.
Or 91 if you want, Onrud. That's also an option.
Or 100. We find the first creation.
We actually rolled a 144, so yeah.
Yeah, no. So I, what I will do is I will give you guys another orb, because that's what you guys rolled, because you want to... So what you have here is the All Power Up orb. The attack and special attack of all team members increases by plus two each. It's everybody gets a plus two attack and special attack when used. So it's all space power up
room
orb. You could throw an apple at Kyle.
I don't have another apple.
Somebody could eat an apple.
Okay.
Orb.
Do we have any duplicate items between us?
Here's the thing. Two of my berries I have are in my portable garden. Do they take up item slots if they're in the garden?
No, the garden would be one slot and those two would disappear.
Okay, so I have two free slots then.
Okay, yeah, cool.
So it's all space power up. Between power and up, there's a dash, and then orb.
Okay.
Onrud, you're playing with fire, because now in our party we have both an all power up orb and an all mock orb.
Oh no.
This next battle, plus two attack, plus two special attack, plus one speed.
Yeah, everybody takes a turn to set
We're
up.
All just...
Okay, cool.
Energy go burr. Go ahead and roll another D4. I feel like behind, like, Daisy in their heads, like, wow, this game is real fun because it's just us winning all the time.
I rolled another 4. Do I win yet?
Three Gods in a row.
Gods of Olympus. Daisy, stop rolling on items. Roll another D100. you don't understand. This it's roughly a third of each, right? It's roughly a third nothings, a third items, a third battle trap. Something bad happens.
We've gotten four items and three nothings.
74.
Oh, baby, a triple.
So what I'm going to give you is something called a mobile orb. This allows you to walk through walls on lava or water or clouds or basically things that you're not allowed to walk through. Walk through, walk on, equivalent. So it's the mobile orb.
What does the D8 mean after it?
So you, in order to use it, you need to roll that die. If you get a 1, the orb fails. If you roll anything else, then it's successful. So some of the more powerful ones have smaller dies to roll, which means a higher chance of it failing. But if it works, then it's really busted.
So once we meet Groudon, we can just teleport through the wall.
Yeah, once you meet Groudon, deal with the thing, you just literally walk through the wall and be like, all right, adios, slides through this like lava, like a volcano. You just back up, walking on top of the magma on the ground, be like, all right, Groudon, thanks so much. Dude, Kyle just walking on the lava. This doesn't bother me at all.
I plug in my Game Shark, and we're good to go.
Basically. All right, rolling up the D4.
D4, here we go. Oh, my luck has run out, but maybe this time I win still. I rolled a 1.
Another item!
No. This time, finally, it's a wild battle. Thank you. All right, roll initiative.
We don't even know what Pokemon jumps out at us. What are we doing?
I throw the Invisify orb to Kyle. I use the mobile orb and we just leave.
not yet. Maybe. Popping out of this underground layer, effectively, is what's it called? Why can't I find the name? It's a pseudo-wudo.
Oh.
Pseudo-wudo. All right, go ahead and roll initiative, everybody. We're going to do a true wild count.
How do I roll initiative again?
Just refresh your sheet and look at the speed roll.
Oh, okay.
I wish I did a refresh. I had a 10 before, and now I have a 4.
I have a 7.
I got to roll Rotom's. Rotom's got a 2. Victini's got a 9. Can you tell me what the order is?
What did Sudowoodo roll?
Sudowoodo rolled a 5. Wow, a bunch of lows.
So it's Victini, Rose, Sudowoodo, Kyle, Rotom. 9, 7, 5, 4, 2.
Victini, Rose, Sudowoodo, Kyle, Rotom.
Mm-hmm.
Okie doke. Let's go. Victini's gonna
go first. If I had to refresh my roll, I would have gone first, and I would have just been like, all right, hey, let me end this. Let's move on. Because we finally have stab.
Victini's gonna go first. Why not? Victini. Why not? Victini's like,
No, it's a pseudo-wudu.
Pseudo-wudu. Victini rolls the V-wheel. Like, what do I do? Sounds like a plan to me. Goes for V-create. Just, boom.
Okay. Rock does resist fire.
I think this is the truly wudu. Unless this is a truly wudu. I'm a roll in this. It would. Of course it would. It would. That's a crit. It's a nat 20. Now I get the nat 20s. Victini's like,
you're forgetting your lore. Idiot. Victini brings luck.
Very true. Victini's like, V-create?
Oh, I kept rolling
okay. Blasts Sudowoodo. So, where the devil... Oh, boy. So that's going to be what? What is this exactly? That's a...
It's a charred rock.
That's a charred rock. Yeah. That's
crit is it's max plus 1 extra damage die, right?
Correct. This is that's a power of 18, which means this is 6d12 plus 25.
6d12 plus 25. All right, 12 times 6 is 72 plus 25 is 97 plus roll a d12 on top of that plus special attack minus Sudowoodo's garbage spinef. At least it resists it.
If it means anything, I rolled a 1, so that's something. So that's
okay, so 98 that's plus 98. Special attack minus spinef. And then is it halved?
Let me make sure you do resist it.
No, it rock does resist fire.
It's not half anymore, yeah. It's like 0.7.
Oh, okay.
Because I adjusted that slightly.
I know this is those around.
This is a one shot. I don't have to play calculating this. Victini is like, no, 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 no. You are not the enemy we're looking for. Okay. Blasts into blast Sudowoodo.
Wait. We're looking for an enemy? What?
No, we're looking for no enemies. That's why you're not the enemy we're looking for. Because the enemy we're looking for is nobody. Okay, blam.
Sudowoodo. It turns out the Sudowoodo was seemingly made of wood because it's now adios.
Oh, it's a physical experience? Move. Oh, I thought it was a. Oh, I thought it was. I always assumed it was a special attack. No,
physical.
It's
special
a contact move. It's a. Oh my lord.
Yeah, so I think Victini's like
it's experience. What
Victini just goes YMCA on this and just goes, V!
Yeah, with a hot flame on its forehead, the user hurls itself at the target. It lowers the user's defense, spedef, and speed, but I don't think it matters.
Sudowoodo is now just a statue.
Sudowoodo has ran away, I think, in fear. Each of you guys
was it get
gonna go tell everybody.
Are distributed with V create. That's terrifying.
Oh god.
That is terrifying. That oh is my terrifying. God.
So, are we not gonna address that the Sudowoodo just saw Victini an actual legendary, and now it can.
I think Sudowoodo has been scarred at this point. It doesn't realize what it's seen.
If it's scarred, its memories
have been erased.
Sudowoodo does not remember the previous 36 hours. Stone. Anyway, on a completely unrelated note, both of you guys get 30 experience points.
This Sudowoodo now becomes our main enemy because it knows the truth.
Sudowoodo joins Hoopa. I'm going to reference this 12 arcs.
397 plus 3427. 4427.
Oh, I probably should have asked this. I probably should have asked this before the battle, but now that the battle has happened, you can let me know. Was Manaphy technically in this battle? Because we didn't roll initiative.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Manaphy is asleep.
Manaphy probably is asleep.
Manaphy is not in the battle unless stated otherwise, and there has been only like one battle I think where Manaphy's actually participated.
To be fair, Manaphy did.
And was that the first one Manaphy showed up in?
Yes.
I think so. Manaphy, to be fair, did clutch up.
Because Kyle was getting bodied by ghosts. Yeah. Kyle, Manaphy's the get out of jail free card. We already Manaphy, have one. This week it's named Victini.
This week and a half year old child, seeing father being completely demolished by a ghost, decides, you know what? Clutch up. Bam. Knockout.
I thought Manaphy hatched in the middle of that battle.
It hatched slightly before.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, effectively, Manaphy hatches.
Was like 2 days old. Manaphy was like 2 days old.
Basically.
Or something like
and
that.
It's like, what if I Kamehameha, but with bubbles? Anyway, D4 time.
Oh, gosh. Here we go. 3. Thanks, Victini.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask. The one time you don't ask.
Are we there yet?
We're there!
Yay!
So you reach the bottom, the exit of the cave, which has effectively been one long... How would you describe it? As if, you know, I'm describing this well at all. I'm not a good GM.
Tunnel?
This pathway, I think all of you recognize this now. Kyle, this is familiar to you. For everybody else, you're learning this for the first time. As you've been going down this single passageway, you've noticed there have been no other, like, there are no turns. There's no opportunity to take a right or a left. It's been straight. It's winded a little bit, but it hasn't really
offered. Trust me, I've tried.
I've tried. I ran into a wall a bunch of times. I debated using that mobile orb we found. My GPS said turn right, and I'm like, there is no turn right.
Rotom said turn right.
Rotom said turn right. You've tried to go down. You've kept trying. Ultimately, haven't been able to find a way around it.
GPS in the Pokemon world be a Rotom Tom? Okay, someone got it. That's all I wanted. And there goes Otterud. I was like, is this niche? I'm sending.
You reach the bottom. This area has been carved out, I think. It's a wide opening. Victini's light isn't able to shine the entire way, so it's almost like there's this little flame in the center of you guys. And again, it looks like everything's been carved out. The pathway, as I've mentioned, not only does it look like it was winding, there were no turns, you also noticed, and Kyle, again, you recognize this from the other day, the walls look like they've been scratched at. As if there have been these sharp spikes that have been cutting in and out of that. You go down to the center, the bottom, the equivalent, what's effectively this cave's pit, and you see across from you, unlike the walls, which are basically dark from the rocks and various other things, there is a small spot that's stuck in the wall that shines brightly. And Victini looks at that and is like, that's it. That's it right there. And
is
you see
it,
and sure enough, it does.
Bluish?
It is bluish. It's almost like this, what's the best way to describe it? I don't want to say water blue because that sounds kind of like no duh.
Aqua?
Aqua's not there. Like turquoise. Like a violet aquamarine. Blue, if that means anything.
I thought aquamarine was more green.
Yeah. So is turquoise.
Yeah, turquoise isn't the right. What's like a violet blue sort of color?
That's purple.
Think, that is purple, yes. Think like deep ocean or almost like a brighter
so like
Gengar
blue?
Color. I don't know.
That's still purple.
All right, you know what? Forget it. It's a blue color.
It's purple.
Ocean, purple. Like an ocean
it's
blue.
It's a deep ocean blue. How's that? You dive 300 feet in the under the water, that color.
So pitch black.
It's some shade of blue. You make it up anyway. It's there and it's different.
Is Victini so not gliding for this thing? I assume Victini would be like, "Hey, it's over there! Whee!"
Victini does not budge. And I need all of you to roll for me a beauty roll. This is either going to be perception or survival, depending on what happens here.
Oh, boy. Ah, my d20 fell. I'm rolling the other one.
8. Okay.
4 minus 1.
So neither of you notice this, I think, as you guys walk off. Victini tries to pull you back, but too late. Rotom is kind of, like, not moving, but hesitantly, like, looking around. And you hear that exact same noise that you heard in your dream, Kyle.
Can I pinpoint the source of the noise this time?
You can't, because it is echoing across this pit.
Oh, yay! All around you!
And I think, as well as this, you start to feel the ground shake a little bit. Some equivalent, I don't know, there'd be some earthquake sound underneath here. You feel the ground start to shake around you. As it seems like something is coming out from underneath the ground itself.
I think at that, Kyle kind of just steps back to the group. Just like, all right, let's make some room. Give way.
Is there a friend here?
It's not sounding like a friend, unless you have any, unless you're friends with Batman.
I am Batman.
That's the plot twist we needed right there. And now underneath the ground, it starts to shake as if something's about to pop out. Then, boom, something does pop out. Coming out from the ground is a Pokemon. It's like multi-segmented. It's got spikes all over it. Pops out of the ground and looks at you. No emotion in their face. A couple things pop to your head. Number one, this is bigger than any of these type of Pokemon that you've ever seen before. And number two, the coloration of it looks different. As it's popping out of this ground is a Steelix. But around the Steelix itself...
Otterud, did you make the Crystal Onyx evolve?
I absolutely did.
Yeah.
There's one little detail that you missed. One small little detail.
Does it have a hat?
Does it have a hat?
Okay, the answer is no. Okay.
Well, hold up. Depending on what it is, it might have a hat. I need to make sure if it's got a hat or not.
The hat is the water gem.
It doesn't have a hat. I'm not sure where the hat's coming from.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here. Unlike a normal Steelix, the coloration is different. It looks very crystallized. It's almost see-through in certain aspects. The color of it itself is sort of blue. The second thing, and the far more noticeable thing, is that this Steelix has crystals popping in and out of its own body. And almost like a beard of steel around it.
Huh?
Rocks are floating around it in a circle. It's almost like it's magnetized, floating around.
I'm lost.
Well, all right, let me describe this one more way. It goes Onyx, then Steelix.
Mega.
Then...
Oh...
Standing in front of you, very frustrated at the fact that people exist in the first place, is a Mega. Crystal Steelix.
Megalodon.
It's a Megalodon, effectively. It is a Mega Crystal Steelix. And well, that's where we'll end this episode. We end the episode here, everyone. Mega Crystal Steelix coming next episode. That's right. We're introducing Crystal Steelix. And if you want to listen to the post-game show, I explain why this is really, 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 really important to the campaign.
It's actually Groudon.
Yeah, it's disguised. It's actually a crowd. But that is the end of this episode. Danger afoot. I have no idea what Rose is going to do against this, I'm going to be honest.
Obviously, the Steelix is the next recruit. Because this is the end of the arc, so...
Well, it's either,
we just have to ask it the question.
It's around the end of the arc, so either it's the next recruit, or it's hiding the next item.
Did I solve it already?
No comments. Yeah, no, totally. I don't know what anyway. Anyway, thanks everyone for listening, watching, and supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do. Check out the post-game show where I maybe reveal why this Crystal Steelix introduction right now is extremely important, vital. I am basically laying out the future of this journey. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'm just clickbaiting you. I don't know, but you can check that out if you listen to the post-game show. Thank you everyone for listening, watching, and supporting in any way, shape, or form that you do. I have been your PM, your DM, your GM, Anaru himself. How
I've
are
been
you still
Daisy,
asleep?
I guess I know everything.
There you go. And until next time, Daisy, stop rolling items, okay? It's annoying. I want to have enemies, and you sit here and like, I'm going to get all the poke and the items, and I got to make up orbs, and I roll big numbers.